want to open them with me to Mark, the 9th chapter. And I want to begin reading in verse 42, Mark 9, 42, and I want to read the rest of that chapter. Whosoever causeth one of these little ones who believeth in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter into life crippled than with two hands to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life lame than with two feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. It's better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into hell. And when where the worm dieth not, and where the fire is not quenched, for everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt hath lost his saltiness, how will it make you salty again? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another. I don't know how much you keep up with current events today. This week I had to sit down with Mary Alice and write a little paragraph about a current event. And there's thousands of current events out there. But when we start looking at the world today, we know that it's a pretty messed up place, don't we? I mean, there's a lot of problems in it. But when you start really looking, trying to analyze the problems in the world today, I think there's only really one conclusion that you can come to. The biggest problem in the world today is sin. It causes all the other problems. And I think that in this passage that I just read, and while some of the language there is somewhat... it's a little bit gory and it's a little bit gross in the literal sense, isn't it? But I think God was trying to help us to see just how bad sin is. You know, I've had a little problem just recently in my shoulder, and I'm having trouble using this arm. And it's really bothered me because I've come to realize how important it is to me. But, you know, God said, if this hand right here literally is going to cause me to lose my soul, I'd be better off just to cut it off. Wow, that's pretty serious, isn't it? And I'm pretty fond of my eyes. You know, and disturbs me that I can't see as well as I once did, and I like to read, and I have trouble reading because of eyesight. But man, pluck my eye out. Well, I don't really think God expected me to pluck my eye out, but He said, literally, it would be better if that is the root cause. It'd be better to be blind than to go to hell. So sin's it's bad. That's all you can make out of it. Sin is bad. And yet sometimes we become so acquainted with it, and it becomes almost our best friend at times, doesn't it? If not our best friend, sometimes it certainly becomes a casual acquaintance that we visit often, doesn't it? The world needs to wake up to the seriousness of sin. The world needs to wake up to the problem of sin. Because sin is going to cause people to go to hell. He mentioned it three times right here in the reading. Sin's going to cause people to go to hell. We don't talk about that very often. It's uncomfortable. It's just not something you want to talk about very much. But God saw fit to talk about it here, maybe to jar our senses every once in a while. just to make us come to the consensus of what sin really is. You and I are Christians tonight, most of us here that are listening to me. But I hope that we're never deceived by sin. Hope we're never deceived by the terribleness of sin. Because sin can cause me to lose my soul. Sin can cause you to lose your soul. Read that passage maybe a couple of times tonight before you go to bed. Just to kindly help you see the real picture of what sin is. Think about it as we go about our lives day by day. And don't allow Satan to deceive us into thinking that sin's okay. Sin's a part of the culture today. It may be a part of the culture, but sin's not going to be a part of heaven. And that's where every one of us want to go. So look at our lives carefully and rid our lives of sin. It's a serious matter. I don't know tonight where you stand with God. Maybe you've never become a Christian and you need tonight to profess Jesus as the Son of God and to be buried in baptism for the remission of your sins. Or maybe you've allowed Satan to deceive you and there's sins that need to be corrected in your life as even as a child of his. Whatever your needs might be. Jesus went to the cross to save me from my sin. And he wants to save every one of us, not willing that any of us should perish. So if there's anything that needs to be done in your life tonight, don't put it off till tomorrow or more convenient time. Just take care of it tonight. Right now, as we stand and sing, would you not do that? Bring Christ your robe.